Rod Stewart is on 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East, and this is The Best Mix in the Morning Show with your daily dish for Thursday. President Trump pardoned more than 100 people in his last day in office, including rapper Lil Wayne, but Tiger King Joe Exotic was not one of them. Back in April, Trump said he'd take a look at the issue, which kickstarted a campaign to get Joe released. In September, Joe's legal team tried to hand-deliver Joe's pardon request in D.C., and on Wednesday, Team Tiger said, "We're disappointed that the president did not sign Joe's pardon, as we are confident yesterday that he would." One person who isn't disappointed is Joe's nemesis, Carol Baskin. She tells BuzzFeed News, "I think only Joe's team and the media were ever even thinking about a pardon for Joe. There is no benefit other than a feeble attempt to deflect attention for anyone to pardon someone who walked up to five tigers and shot them in the head in order to clear cage space for the circus who was going to pay him to board their tigers during the off-season." Joe was convicted of plotting to murder Carol, among other charges. Massimo Giannulli has been released from solitary confinement, Us Weekly reports. The fashion designer and husband of Lori Loughlin is now in the minimum security area of the Federal Correctional Institution, where he was supposed to be placed when he entered the prison in November. Instead, he spent an extended period in quarantine because of the pandemic. Massimo has been serving 5 months for his role in the college admission scandal, is believed to have caught the virus behind bars. His lawyers have asked for a reduction to his sentence because of his time in solitary. A judge has yet to make a decision. Lori completed her sentence in December after 2 months behind bars. The National Enquirer claims Chris Hemsworth and Jason Momoa are allegedly feuding as both are filming new movies in Australia. A source tells the magazine, quote, "They both have huge egos and they've been sniping at each other since Jason has been making himself comfortable on Chris's home turf in Australia. Now things are getting a little personal. Chris has gotten a little jealous of all the attention that Jason's gotten in his own backyard." And OK Magazine says Kelly Clarkson is plotting a revenge makeover to make her estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock, jealous. A source tells the magazine, quote, "Playing around with her look is a welcome distraction. She was tired of seeing the same old face and person in the mirror and felt she needed a boost. She's moving on to an edgier, sleek, and sexy look for both her show and personal life. It won't be anything over the top, but she's ditching the jeans, sweats, and long-sleeve shirts and splurging on clothes that let her flash a little flesh and show off her curves. She figures it's well overdue." And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.